Hello, this is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and I hope you're having a good morning. Today, I'm bringing the weekly fishing and conservation report. Well, fishing hasn't been real hot around the Black Hawk District lately. Constantly changing weather and high winds have made fishing tough. It's looking like some rain and high winds for the first part of the weekend, but Sunday looks like an alright day to get out and wet a line. Black Hawk Lake froze back over for a few days about a week and a half ago, but has been open for about a week now. Bluegill fishing has been fair around the usual spots on the lake. Use a waxworm or piece of crawler on a small jig, fish below a bobber for those gills. The muskies have been making some headlines around Black Hawk lately, with several that were caught within the last week around Gunshot Hill and Icehouse Point. The largest fish was around 38 inches. Although most muskie anglers practice catch and release, muskies do need to be at least 40 inches in length to keep, and anglers are only allowed one per day. Storm Lake is open back up again as well, and it's this time of year that's really good for catching catfish from shore with cut bait fished on those windblown shorelines, especially if you're using shad guts. Look for walleye fishing from shore to start to pick up as the water temperatures slowly warm, which may take several weeks yet. Now, I haven't heard much out of Swan Lake by Carroll recently, but there are some really nice crappie in that lake, and anglers should expect to do well for them this year. Target those areas around the jetties and the fish house in the southern part of the lake when the crappie are getting ready to spawn. Looking further up north, Clear Lake is now ice-free, the water temperature is in the mid-30s, the courtesy dock at the island boat ramp is in, and the docks at McIntosh and Lynn Lorenzen accesses will be put in soon if you're looking to get on the water up there. East Okoboji Lake and West Okoboji are also ice-free, but there's limited fishing activity at this time. As of March 23rd, no public docks have been placed in the lakes up there. Spirit Lake is ice-free, but again, there's limited fishing activity and no public docks have been put in yet. The Spirit Lake hatchery crews have started collecting broodstock northern pike, though. Smallmouth bass fishing has been the one species that is offering some action up there. On sunny days, as the water warms, fish the shallow rock piles for active fish and use a slow presentation with a jig and a minnow. If you're looking for walleye, then you may want to check out Silver Lake in Dickinson County. Wader anglers fishing after dark have been catching some fish, again using a slow presentation for the best action. And when it comes to spring fishing, crappie are among the first species to really start biting, especially when it comes to panfish. If you're itching to get out, look to the southern part of the state to start producing and then work northward as the water temperatures warm across the state. So if you're looking to head south to fish crappie or other species, keep these lakes in mind. Lake Anita should provide good fishing this spring. You can find a large crappie population in the lake, averaging 9 inches, with bluegills up to 9.5 inches. The pontoon area of the lake is the hot spot for crappie this time of year. At Lake Manawa, crappie fishing the canals can be good on warm, sunny days after ice out. Manawa has a decent population of 10 to 12 inch white crappie, with some smaller black crappie mixed in. Cast twister tails or minnows under a bobber in the canals, and sorting is needed to get to the larger fish. Orient Lake has a good population of 10-inch crappie that will provide good fishing this spring, and the bluegills there are averaging 7 inches. At Prairie Rose Lake, anglers can expect to catch quality-sized bluegills again this spring, and the crappie stocked back in 2014 should reach an acceptable size to harvest this year too. At Green Valley Lake, you can catch largemouth bass of all sizes with crankbaits or tube jigs, fish near rock piles and stake beds. Catch bluegill up to 8 inches using jigs or night crawlers, fish near cedar tree brush piles. Down at Lake of Three Fires, the crappie fishing has been fair. Anglers can catch crappies up to 11 inches with jigs or minnows, fish near cedar tree brush piles. Bluegills up to 8 inches are biting near the cedar tree brush piles too. Now hopefully you can all get out and enjoy the outdoors this weekend, and if you go outside, tell someone where you're going and when you plan to be home. And if you get the chance, take a kid outdoors this weekend. Well, that's all the time I have for you today. This is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, hoping y'all have a safe and successful angling adventure.